treatment to the conditioned soul, and the after effects of it will be felt perhaps in some cases for the rest of your life. Yes, we are doing, in other words, a very serious work. Again, I see you are so enthusiastic to discuss that. Please, I'm also the presenter. Please hear Hare Krishna. So here is, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. My dear devotees, for this last part of our day, we should put down the lights a little bit, because it's a different mood we wish to create. Yeah, this is ideal. This is ideal. Thank you very much. Yes, I can read with from this position. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Radhini,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Leg clappers, please.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. A little louder, please. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Smita Krishna, perhaps you can go to the harmonium and continue playing. My dear devotees, you are all advanced souls. Only by Radharani's personal invitation can someone hope to come to Vrindavan. I am not such an advanced soul. Yes, my body is in Vrindavan. My mind is often somewhere else. But please listen to the words which I will speak this evening. Because even very ordinary water drawn from an ordinary well, when bathing a Shalagam Shila, becomes sacred Charanamrita that takes away all the sins. So even words coming from a conditioned soul, when they touch the pastimes of Lord Hari and his great devotee Haridas, can become words imbued with Shakti, to take away any remaining difficulties which you have and install love for the holy name and love for Krishna. Paying my obeisances to each one of you and praying intensely to Haridas Thakur, it is my desire to give pleasure to your hearts by narrating the amazing pastimes of this greatest of devotees, who was made by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the main pillar of the Sankirtan movement, the Nam Acharya, great teacher of the holy names. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, he had a regular schedule. In the morning he was keeping to himself, chanting, relishing, remembering Krishna. Then the noon time came and he did his noon duties. He would afterwards go to the ocean to bathe. But in that time, he would every day visit Haridas Thakur. In the afternoon, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would get up. It was around 4 o'clock. He took a nap and engage in Nam Sankirtan. My dear devotees, these kirtans, those who were there described that Mahaprabhu was so much in ecstasy that tears squirted from his eyes as if being sprinkled by a syringe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved to visit Haridas Thakur's kutia because he would then see the Thakur engaged in chanting while tears of ecstasy rolled down from his eyes. Srila Prabhupada said Haridas Thakur was so much relishing the chanting. Imagine that in the evening, he said, "What? Another day has passed? I have not really started to chant." He chanted from 2 a.m. in the morning to sunrise, and then throughout the whole day. And sometimes symptoms of ecstasy went over Haridas Thakur's body. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, like ants covering him, horripilation of the hair, wonderful ejaculations or exclamations of Hari Hari.
Hari Hari.
Yeah, but this was much more ecstatic. Hari Hari.
Hari Hari.
Yes, something like that. He would change colors and so on. And he had this prayer in his mouth. Let me always chant the holy name. He was so dear to the devotees that Lord Chaitanya's personal servant, name is? Govinda Das, say?
Govinda Das.
Yes, came every day with Mahaprasad from Lord Jagannath. And fed or gave this to Haridas Thakur. Now one day something special happened, and although my eyes start to fill with tears and there are goose pimples on my body, I will not stop but tell you about this special memorable day. When Govinda Das visited, Haridas Thakur was lying on his back. And his chanting was going extremely slow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Govinda Das immediately felt a pain in the heart and became very concerned. He knew the Thakur's habit was to chant 64 rounds loud, 64 rounds in the Upangsu style, whispering, and 64 rounds mentally. Now Bhaktivinoda Thakur has analyzed, when you chant a round loud, it will take, or in the Upangsu style, it will take the chanter from 6 to 7 minutes per round, if he is steadily chanting with an uninterrupted round. Mind. When the chanter chants mentally in meditation his rounds, he will take around 3 minutes per round. This is the number which we find in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing. So now, Haridas, lying on his back, was chanting so slow that Govinda Das knew something is happening that is very, very dramatic. Something is happening that will eventually tear the hearts of the devotees apart. So he asked, I have come, Haridas Thakur. Haridas, will you take now your Mahaprasad from Lord Jagannath? Haridas answered, today I'm fasting. I have not finished my rounds yet. But how can I disrespect Mahaprasad? So with great effort, he somehow got up from his lying position and offered his obeisances to the Mahaprasad. Then he took not a full meal, he just broke a little part from the Mahaprasad and popped it in his mouth. Highly untypical behavior. Govinda Das got tears in his eyes and he immediately made haste to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and tell him about the unusual behavior. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard it, he said, the time I was fearing has come. Next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went earlier to Haridas. And he said, oh Haridas, are you well? Answered, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence is not well. Oh Haridas, can you ascertain what your discomfort might be? Haridas said, my disease is, my lord, that I'm unable to complete my rounds. Prabhupada addressed all of us in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he said, of all the instructions of the spiritual master, the instruction to chant 16 rounds without offenses is the most important. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately said, now your body is old, you may reduce the number of your daily rounds. You are already liberated, Haridas. You have no need to follow the rules and regulation, the regulative principles very strictly. You know, regulative principles here means the principles which you set for yourself, the daily quota of rounds, for instance. And Krishna explains that our life should be guided by these regulations, because these regulations are the principles of spiritual freedom. This is how he describes them. As long as one is not on the platform of ecstatic chanting, of ecstatic love, my dear devotees, we need regulations so that our mind and our senses, which still can run freely to sense gratification, don't become slack, and Maya may not return. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, you know, they said Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi. They followed a Sankhya. Sankhya means a prescribed number or a given number of Nama, of names, you know. The other regulations which they had was they were singing songs, they were composing these ashtakas, and when we sing them, we enter their moods. They are offering dandavat parikrama. And we hear of Raghunath Das Goswami, he offered obeisances to 1,000 Vaishnavas each day. Vanchakalpatarubhasya. I don't know if he said every time Vanchakalpatarubhasya, but 1,000 devotees, that's a lot. And they always remembered Radha and Krishna's pastimes. But that's not where their regulation stops. They were writing books, my dear devotees, where they extracted the principles from the scriptures. They spoke about Vaishnav etiquette. They went around wandering and roaming in Vrindavan to identify and excavate holy places of pastimes. Yes. About Lokanath Goswami, it is said that he had a little bag where there was Krishna inside, and they walked, and then Krishna would talk to him and say, this is my holy place, I'm doing this and this here. This should be recorded. In this way, they excavated holy places and also established temples. Do you know two temples which the Goswamis established? Radha Govind, who did this? Srila Rupa Goswami. Then Radha Madan Mohan, other temples. Radha Damoda, Radha Shamsunda, Radha Raman, what? Radha Gokulananda. Yes, yes, yes. They established the deity worship, and they told their followers to worship the deities. The Radha Raman temple, for instance, my dear devotees, during the time of the Muslim unrest, attacks, they would have a boat in the middle of the temple courtyard. The temple courtyard was filled up to 2 meters plus with water, and the boat was kept in the middle so that no one could go to Radha Ramana do harm to them. They did all kinds of things to keep the worship up. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, Haridas, your role this time, in this incarnation of yours, is to deliver the people in general by preaching the glories of the holy name and giving the example of someone who chants with relish. You have done this sufficiently. It is known what your standard is. Your example is known. Everyone has seen. Therefore, please reduce your rounds. My dear devotees, listen to the answer of Haridas Thakur, to the suggestion of the Lord to reduce his rounds and not complete his quota. I was born in an inferior family. My body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. I'm unseeable and untouchable. But you, Mahaprabhu, have accepted me as your servant. This means you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the spiritual world. You are actually fully independent and can do such things. You cause the whole world to dance according to your own will, and you have made me dance. He's going to say, now please don't tell me something which I can't do. But when he was saying, you have made me dance, he was thinking of the events of his life. For instance, how he was worshipped in Advaitacharya's house before all the other Brahmanas. And when the Brahmanas had objected, why do you give the first place of honor to this person born in a Yavana family? Advaita had roared like a lion and had said, when he chants mantras, everyone cries in ecstasy, but you, with your Brahminical mantras, can't even ignite a piece of wood. No fire. When Haridas Thakur chants, the fire of love of God is immediately rising in the hearts. Therefore, he gets the first plate. This is what you did, Mahaprabhu. You honored me, a low-born Yavana, before the highest section of society. Then, when I was whipped with a cane in 22 marketplaces, I didn't feel anything. I've heard from Jaipataka Maharaj that in Singapore, even today, a criminal is condemned with cane lashes, you know, bamboo sticks. It takes three such beating. Cha, cha, chong, that the skin breaks and blood pours forth. And after the third, is it called slash or beating, the convict usually passes out and falls to the ground and needs a month of treatment to so that he doesn't die. I was whipped across 22 marketplaces and didn't feel anything because it was you who took this lashes upon yourself. And I was chosen by you to go with your dearest devotee preaching. Nityananda, yes. So you made me dance in so many ways. Now I want to do my final dance. And I have a request to you. In my heart, I feel that very soon you will close your pastimes in the material world. When you are gone, I know I could not tolerate your separation. Before that moment comes where you go, let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus feet upon my heart and see your moonlight face and then depart from this world before you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's answer was cryptic. My dear Haridas, you are so dear to merciful Krishna that he must execute whatever you desire. But I'm telling you, why are you so selfish? Whatever happiness I receive is due to your association. If you go and leave me behind, this is not fitting. Haridas answered very quickly, my dear Lord, please do not create this illusion. There are so many respectable personalities here, devotees who are fit to sit on my own head. They are the ones that are helping you in your pastimes. Even our aunt dies. What is the loss to the world? Today, when you walk to Giriraj, if you were not attentive, you will have certainly stepped on an aunt, on an aunt. But this doesn't appear in the Indian newspapers. An ant was trampled by an inattentive Vaishnava. No, it's not news, because it's an insignificant ant. So Haridas compares himself. Finally, he says, my Lord, you are known as Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of your devotee who has parental feelings of protection and love. You have heard my desire. So kindly I beg you, fulfill it. That day, the Lord had to continue with his schedule, Sankirtan and everything. But it was worked out or planned that he would visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the very next day, right after he had taken darshan of Lord Jagannath. My dear devotees, is Haridas Thakur asking for what in some circles is known as the good death? Or is he asking for what is known in other circles as for suicide? He is alive and he wants to die? What are we to make out of this? Are we going to imitate this when things get so difficult for us? We will do something, take perhaps something that accelerates our departure from this world. My dear devotees, to decide upon one's death is reserved to great personalities. In the Bhagavatam, do you remember one case of a great devotee who decided to die at a special astrological constellation? Bhishma Pitamaha. Yes. He had the same desire as Haridas Thakur. He left his body in the personal presence of Sri Krishna. Yes, he was there. He fixed his gaze on the lotus eyes of Sri Krishna. Then he stopped talking, and then with wide open eyes, he breathed his last and left his body. And then that personality who had given instructions became silent, as birds become silent at the end of a day. This was the end of his days. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates to the residence of Haridas Thakur. This place can be visited today. It is known as Siddhapakul, from that perfected tree who heard all the rounds of Haridas Thakur. He has become a Siddha, a perfected soul. With great effort, Haridas Thakur moved from his lying position to offer obeisances. First to the Lord, and then to each single Vaishnava who came. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with great serious voice, said, Haridas, what are your news? Haridas answered, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me, that are my only news. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked to Brajeshvara Pandit, a great kirtan leader. Brajeshvara, Vrakeshvara, was found singing and dancing for 3 days non-stop. Wow! He got very, very ecstatic when he got into chanting. His kirtans are legendary. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to glorify Haridas Thakur as if he had 1,000 mouths. So much glorification. He ended his glorification by saying, not even Maya Devi personally, the personified form of the material illusory energy, could make him stray away from his chanting. In fact, his chanting was so fixed and so much imbued with pure love of Godhead that Maya Devi, who used to worship Ram, changed her Ishta Devata into Krishna and began chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is not surprising, because during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the greatest of rishis, Sanak, Sanatana, everyone started to chant. All the devotees, when they heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Haridas, 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 offered their obeisances. Again, Haridas got up and took the dust of all the devotees and smeared it on his forehead and then on his heart area. Then Haridas begged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to sit in front of him. And he took the lotus feet of the Lord, who was not resisting, on his chest. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never allowed anyone to have anything from his lotus feet, like dust or water. Few exceptions, but generally, no. Here, he does not object to Haridas placing his lotus feet on his heart. Just imagine. And as he was looking with tear-filled eyes into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's moon-like face, he again and again chanted three names, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Yes. And then everyone witnessed a miracle. A miracle that reminded them of the passing of Grandfather Bhishma. Haridas Thakur, while chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, left his body. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed by ecstatic love. But for now, we will see in a second what happens. I want you to sing that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and just be in that moment, in that scene. Let it come in your heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting, looking with eyes full of love, and Haridas Thakur's eyes, and Haridas looking back. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Can't hear you.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
I can't hear your hearts.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Hare.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed with love until Swaroop Damodar approached him. And he said, "My Lord, Antyeshti, the last rituals have to be done." "I will do the last rituals," said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he took the body of his beloved devotee Haridas with his strong arms and started to dance. When the devotees saw this sign of love, they became helpless with emotion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally led a procession to the ocean, where he went into the ocean with the body and gave it the final bathing in the ocean. He only had done this one time when he went with a departed Vaishnava into the Ganga and washed that body. Who was that departed Vaishnava? The son of Srivas Thakur. You know almost everything. Afterwards, when the bathing was completed, he declared, "Samudra e Mahatirtha Hoila." From now on, this ocean is not a tirtha, it's a Mahatirtha, because it is touched by the body of Haridas Thakur. Then he ordered Jagannath's sandalwood paste and personally smeared or decorated or no, covered the body of Haridas Thakur with this sacred sandalwood. Then he dug with his own hands, they were very large, a hole into the ground and placed Haridas Thakur in Samadhi inside. Then all kinds of auspicious articles were acquired. And please take note, because these things are good to place into the Samadhi or on the funeral. No, funeral, Samadhi, to a devotee. Silken robes, the dress of Lord Jagannath, Mahaprasad. Normally, when a Vaishnava is left the body, he's cremated. So we wouldn't take these holy articles, but what we take is a stick of dry tulsi. Tulsi was left in a natural way, and if that is placed in the flames of the funeral pyre, it is sure that the person goes back home, back to Godhead. We also put to ordinary devotees who are cremated not who are given samadhi, leaves of tulasi on the head, on the chest, and Ganga water in their mouth. These have inherent power, these substances. There are many miracles told about how devotees even gave drops of Ganga water into the mouth of their parents who may have had a different background. No? Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu poured the sand there. He had a stone platform and a fence created, and he personally went to Ananda Bazaar and begged Mahaprasad from the shop owners and then distributed it in a grand feast to the residents of Jagannath Puri. The whole town was both sad and jubilant. Sad because they had lost the Vaishnava, but jubilant because he had gone back to his destination. My dear devotees, in closing, I would just like to remind you, look please at the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Haridas Thakur. He was so determined to chant his rounds that he would not even decrease it when he was hours before his own departure. Why these regulations? Because Krishna has described them as regulations for spiritual freedom. Your spiritual freedom, your moving to the Lord, is more important than even your sleep. Let us now end by paying our obeisances to Haridas Thakur with one of his pranam mantras. Please repeat after me. I will actually first read to you this, the English. Again and again I offer my humble obeisances to Srila Haridas Thakur, who churns the blissful ocean of the holy name. Haridas Thakur is the acharya preceptor of chanting the holy name, who is imperturbable, nothing can disturb him, and he spreads the glories of the Sankirtan movement of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is not worried in any difficult situation. So let us all fold our hands and ask for the mercy of Haridas for our Sharanagati retreat by chanting this mantra. Repeat please after me. Namaste Haridasaya.
Namaste Haridasaya.
Namananda. Namanandaptimantare, Namanandaptimantare, Namachayaya Diraya, Namachayaya Diraya, Chaitanya Kirtaye Namaha. This was for practicing, now for doing it nicely. Namaste Haridasaya.
Namaste Haridasaya.
Namanandaptimantare. Namachayaya Diraya. Chaitanya Kirtaye Namaha. Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Nam pradayana I'm sorry, I'm not 100% sure that this is right, sir. The one who gives the holy name, Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. I hope this was, well water of the nectar came in contact with Haridas Thakur and therefore has purified your heart. I want to congratulate you now for your first full day of the Sharanagati retreat. It was a very full day. The next day, tomorrow, will be the same. The day after tomorrow will be totally very different in some sense. So all we need to know for now is tomorrow the guided japa session starts again at 5 a.m. Then comes Guru Puja and Gauranga Darshan's lecture starts at 7 o'clock sharp. So be please there. Another thing is, as you exit this building, we have something very special for you. I request perhaps Aravinda to stand at the exit. This is Kumbha, this is water from the Kumbha Mela during one of the prime times. It was captured, and we have heard that although being there has special blessings, but even when you just get the water afterwards, there is great, great blessings. I don't know how many percent or so, but enough blessings to totally empower you for your Sharanagati retreat. So Aravind will stand there, and I suggest you take your hands like this and then sprinkle it like this. Hare Krishna. And then please give the remnants, or not remnants, the what is left to me. Hare Krishna. What we usually do at the end of a retreat is we raise our hands and we say, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai.